A record year for violence against aid workers, and almost no one is being held accountable. The United Nations released a stark statistic on World Humanitarian Day, August 19, that has received far less coverage than its gravity warrants. Attacks on humanitarian aid workers reached 907 incidents in 2025, a record. That figure translates to more than 2.5 attacks per day, every day of the year, against people whose sole purpose is to deliver food, medicine, and protection to civilians in conflict zones. The UN specifically warned that armed drones are driving the surge in incidents, a development that dismantles the traditional protection model for aid workers. That model relied on a combination of recognized neutrality, the Red Cross, Red Crescent, and equivalent emblems, and the practical reality that aid organizations posed no military threat to any party. Armed drones enable attacks from a distance, by operators who may be unable to positively identify a target, in environments where non-state armed groups operate without any formal accountability structure. International humanitarian law, including the Geneva Conventions and their additional protocols, is supposed to protect humanitarian workers in conflict zones. The enforcement problem is that when non-state armed groups conduct such attacks, there is no state to hold accountable through diplomatic pressure or international legal mechanisms, and the individuals committing the acts face essentially zero legal consequence in most cases. The operational consequences are cascading. When aid organizations experience attacks at this frequency, they respond by reducing staff in the most dangerous areas, implementing security protocols that slow delivery, and in some cases withdrawing entirely. The populations in the most active conflict areas, those with the greatest need, lose access precisely because the danger is highest there. The highest risk environments in 2025 included Sudan, Gaza, the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, and parts of the Sahel. All areas where state authority has collapsed or is severely contested, where multiple armed factions operate simultaneously, and where the distinction between civilian and combatant has been deliberately blurred. The proliferation of commercial and semi-military drone technology through black and gray markets is driving this harm in a way that current international export control regimes were not designed to address. Existing drone export controls focus primarily on high-capability military systems transferred between states, not the smaller drones increasingly used to attack hospitals and food distribution convoys.